Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Salam Nerds Podcast. We do reviews and recaps of nerd culture, reality TV, and current events from this week.
Yo, 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 it's the Salam Nerds. My name is Dean, a.k.a. Watson Dean. I'm here with my boy, Chad.
We drop live episodes on YouTube on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. All episodes can also be found everywhere podcasts are found. Thank you to all our supporters. Please help us by subscribing and leaving a good review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Yo, 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 Salam Nerds. It's your boy Neebs, a.k.a. Watch Me Neebs, and I'm here with my co-host Jeff, a.k.a. DJ Forecast.
DJ Forecast?
DJ Forecast.
Yo, first things first, that intro.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I got, so that song is completely ours because my cousin made it.
Yeah, I'm gonna play with it a bit just to just the voiceover volume.
Yeah,
but nice. Like, I was like getting into the groove. I was like, this is
it's
sick.
Like
this is cool.
It's very like mellow and chill. Like I think like before we it came out like super aggressive, and now it's like kind of like mellow. And like we've been having issues with YouTube because they keep like demonetizing us and giving us like kicking us off the whatchamacallit payment plan or whatever, so that we can't make money off of these because, you know, we don't have the rights to them. And then the other one we got, the second one after we did the Jai Wolf, was no copyright. But apparently somebody bought the rights to it, so now they are copyright.
I was so annoyed. That was such a good song.
I know. So I went up to my cousin, who's a musician. He has his own band. It's called The Break Room in New Jersey. And I was like, yo, can you make me an intro song? And he's like, well, give me something that you want an intro song to sound like. And I gave him our old intro song. And he kind of just like, all right, and played around with it. And he goes like, you know, I could add a little guitar in it. I could add a little whatever you want into it. So I was like, all right, cool, man. So, yeah, this one should not give us any issues because we completely 100% own this, the rights to this.
I love it.
I know. It took us a long road to get an intro song, but
right, it's only been 2 years.
I know. In fact, if you go back to any of our old YouTube videos, the intro songs are cut out. And like we just started off with Yo, 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 because like I had to go back and edit all 500 episodes. Like it was a task. It was like I literally just sat there doing it like data entry job. Like it was the worst thing ever. And I had to just go in there on YouTube and delete like the first 52 seconds. And then some of them were like 140 seconds because we used to do like the flood warnings of Pakistan and try to do the charity
right,
for that.
Yeah.
So I had to go in and actually listen to it to make sure whether it's the one with the Pakistani flood warning, which is a minute and 40 seconds, or if it's the regular one for 52 seconds. It was a task, Jazz, like 500 episodes.
You are the king, man. Like, thank you.
I know. And we still got denied. We still got denied even then. We're never going to make money off YouTube, man. What the hell?
Yeah, it's okay. We'll get there eventually.
We'll get there eventually. We do got 10,000 followers almost. We're over 9,000. So I never thought that would be a possibility. That came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening to our podcast. We are Salam Nerds. We do recaps. We do current events. We do reality TV. Everything that you might want us to do. Only difference between us and other podcasts is we focus a little bit on diversity and, you know, inclusion, and make sure that the voices of people that are being reflected in these stories are there to tell them. So, you know, that's what we like to do, and that's what we aim for. I don't think we're a podcast that's super woke, which is a word I hate because I feel like woke has lost all meanings. But we do.
Sure we're woke.
I don't like the word woke. It doesn't mean anything. Like,
we are awakened.
And that's kind of like what you're seeing in like the X-Men cartoon, right? Which is what I want to talk about. The X-Men cartoon came out. and it's so good. It is so incredibly good. It's called X-Men 97. It's on Disney Plus. And everyone was complaining about it, how it's going to be so woke. And like, first of all, X-Men has always been woke. It's been the most wokest comic you have ever seen. Like, it's always been woke, bro. Get out of here.
People were upset, weren't they? Like, I saw stuff about thing. Like Gambit being in a crop top. I'm like, did you watch the original? Like,
first of all, have you been alive in the 90s? Because crop tops were very straight in the 90s.
They were.
Unfortunately, they were very straight in the 90s. Poor Gambit. Trust me, putting a man from New Orleans in a crop top is not woke. I'm sorry. It is not woke, man. Also, he used to cook, first of all. He's the best chef in all of the X-Men. So, like, that alone should tell you that, like, it's not woke. Oh, X-Men has always been woke. It's always been futuristic. In fact, like, I feel like Logan and Storm as a couple was probably the first time in, like, animation I've seen an interracial couple. I don't think I've ever seen that.
Yeah. Before. Mm-hmm.
Really crazy. And it makes sense because it was not until The Walking Dead that an interracial couple actually kissed on television. That's insane.
Was it really that late?
I don't know if it was an interracial couple, but definitely an Asian and a white person. That's the first time that's ever happened on television, and it was in The Walking Dead. And it was in first season. It was like the second or third season. So it's fairly new. It's not like in the 90s or the 70s or the 80s. Like, it just happened. And X-Men did it in the 90s, in 92.
Gotta love it.
Right? That's wild. So, like, for someone saying the X-Men isn't woke, like, it's always...
Or, like, they're woke now and they weren't back then. Like, you completely missed the point back then.
I know. And they're complaining, like, oh, the way they're drawn is, like, so woke because, like, Rogue doesn't have a butt anymore. Trust me, Rogue is doing a lot worse things in this season than she was in the original. Rogue is... Girl, it's for the streets, man. For the lack of a better term, is how the Gen Z.
Man, good for her.
I'm not happy about that. We're gonna talk about them when we do our X-Men episode. I know our boy Ruzzy wants to come on when we do X-Men episode, so we're gonna get into X-Men. We're gonna be getting into our boy Scott Good Dick Summers, is what people refer to him as. Because, like, you know why people gave him that nickname is because, like, there's no reason you would pick Scott over Wolverine. Wolverine is a cooler character. So everyone didn't understand why Jean always picked Scott. So they were like, he just must have, like, he must be good in bed. So that's how he got the nickname. That's how he got the nickname. But then when you see him in the new one, you're like, that's my boy Scott. That's the Scott we knew. That's Scott Summers. I am loving
Gene Summers. Yep.
I am loving the Scott Summers Renaissance. It is fantastic. I love it. So we're gonna get into that. We're gonna get into Rogue. We're gonna get into it being woke and the crop tops and all of that fun stuff when we do our full episode of X-Men 97, which will be later this week. We're gonna cover the first three episodes. So we'll be doing that. And then, you know, stick around. It'll be a lot of fun. If you want to be on our show, let us know. We'll definitely bring some people on. Also, in other news, have you heard that Venom got his name for his third movie? It's called Venom: The Last Dance.
The Last Dance. I wonder what it could be.
Here's the thing. Why doesn't anyone complain that Venom is woke? Because, like, Venom is actually kind of woke. Because
it's so woke.
Venom is, like, basically non-binary. He is basically, like, you know, can go with anybody, basically. I think he's bi. And he has a movie named after him in The Last Dance over a song by Donna Summers, which is a very, you know, gay anthem. So, like, why is no one complaining that Venom is woke? I don't understand. The Lethal Enforcer why doesn't anyone call him out for being woke?
Bro, come on. People aren't using logic.
People don't use logic. It's really, really funny. I really do find that super funny. But I'm really excited. I don't know why. Like, look, the Venom movies, in my opinion, are not good. I'm sorry. They're not good. But I love them anyways. I don't care.
I was like, you make Venom content. Like,
I know. I love it. They're not good movies. They're not. Like, but like, I love the Tom Hardy Venom buddy cop like role play. I think that's really, really funny. I really, really enjoy that. And I think it's hilarious. And I think Tom Hardy does such a good job as Venom when in the second one he goes, "Oh shit, that's a red one." Like, it's so funny to me. Oh man, I love that. Eddie, like, I love the way he like talks to him. It's so funny. So I'm a big fan of the Venom movie. I don't think they're good movies. I don't. But I'm hoping the last one is better than the first two, or else it's just like a money making thing. Like, hey, the first two made money. Let's keep milking this until we're done. What are your thoughts?
I mean, I'm gonna watch it anyways.
Yeah,
like, I'm just gonna enjoy it. That's it. Like,
Venom is
something more to say. Like, it's one of those movies like you just go and watch, and even if it's bad, if it's good, you're just gonna go for like the entertainment value for like 2 hours, and that's it. And then, you know, like, it's something to do like on a Wednesday or something.
Sure, sure. For me, it's like, hey, let's pop on this movie on HBO Plus, right, or HBO Max or whatever it's called. That's the kind of movie it is. Like, I'm not gonna be dying to see it. But
right, yeah, I will definitely see it 2 weeks after release or something. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. But I don't know. I enjoy the Venom movies, but it's just one of those things where I'm just like, come on, guys, we know this is not good cinema.
But we're gonna go anyways.
Yeah, which is fair. I feel the same way about the Marvels. Marvel is not like immaculate cinema, but Marvels is a fun time. It's really, really good, and I think it's better than Venom. I do believe that, but you know, still Venom. It's got a strong enough fan base where I feel like it can pull it off, and it could be a solo movie. Whereas like Morbius, Kraven, Madame Web, like, these movies cannot. They can't do it. They can't be outside of Spider-Man. Like, it's just not there. And Venom can. Venom is the only one I believe that can.
Are you saying we shouldn't tell Sony to re-release It's Mormon Time again for a third time?
First of all, you know, like, a tweet came out about 450 Jewish people in Hollywood where they were like anti-Palestine, and they wrote about, I think, Jonathan Glazer's speech at the Oscars, right? They were like, it's so anti-Semitic when it's really not. It's just him saying, hey, don't use my Jewishness for propaganda and war. And then Amy Pascal was on that list. And I'm like, girl, like, make a good Spider-Man movie first, right? Like, you should be denouncing Madam Web, not Jonathan Glazer. Like, girl, relax. We saw your Sony leaks. We saw when Korea leaked your emails. Kind of dumb. Like, I'm sorry. Like, the stuff that she was saying about Spider-Man movies, I'm like, she's never read a comic book in her life. Because who would make these really, really bad ideas about Spider-Man? Like, insane. And I don't like saying that about women. I really, really don't. Because I know people say that about Kathleen Kennedy and stuff like that. Because, like, you know, they don't like what's happening in Star Wars. So they blame a woman. And they're, you know, they're saying all these things about her. But like Amy Pascal, her emails actually leaked. Like, we actually saw the stuff that she says, and they were so embarrassing. She got let go. Like, that's how embarrassing those emails were. Like, it's insane. But yeah, I don't know. But I'm excited for Venom. We'll see. The Last End. We got Venom coming out. We got the Daredevil and Wolverine coming out. We got Kraven coming out. And I think that's about it. I think we're not getting a lot of movies this year. Not a lot of superhero movies.
Not from like, superhero movies, but like, you know, Kung Fu Panda 4 is came out earlier. Like,
oh, have you seen the Kung Fu Panda Ramadan meme?
No, I have not.
Oh my god! So it's a Kung Fu Panda, right? And he's like meditating. He goes like, inner peace, inner peace, inner peace. Dinner, please. Dinner, peas. Dinner with peas. And everyone's using it for Ramadan because, like, you're not supposed to be eating for Ramadan. You're supposed to be like spiritual and like getting one with God. So everyone during Ramadan is trying to find inner peace. But since we're so hungry, all we think is dinner, please. Dinner with peas. I love That's that good. Meme. Yeah. Yo, is it wrong that like one of my favorite parts about Ramadan is the memes? Because the memes be fire.
No, absolutely not. This is one of the best parts.
I know. I saw one that says Ramadan Kareem, but in the Krispy Kreme font. I thought that was really clever. I really like that. But the dinner please is the best one. That's the best one for this year. I really, really like that. And then what else did we wanted to talk about? In other Marvel news, some leaks came out about Captain America, A Brave New World, which we are still boycotting, by the way.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Right. Though, are we boycotting or are we boycotting? Like,
I don't know if we're boycotting or if we're boycotting.
Right. Because we are boycotting, but are we boycotting?
I don't know.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. So here's the thing. And guys, please let us know. I want to know if we're in the right or in the wrong. But like, obviously, we're boycotting Captain America 4 because they are adding propaganda in the movie with a Mossad IDF agent who is a superhero whose entire background in the comics is very, very problematic, right? And even if they do change it, whatever, it's still the source material is very, very problematic. There's no need for people to post up this new superhero. Even then, they can go back and read all the old comics or inspire people to go back and read her old comics. So no matter what they do, it's a bad look, right? Especially right now with what's going on. So obviously we're in support of the boycott. But then I'm like, if nobody watches it, who's gonna call it out when like all the bad stuff in there happens? Like, I feel like we have to watch it so that we can point out how terrible it is.
I know how to do it.
I have an idea. What's your idea?
My idea may have to do with a potentially illegal website.
Mine is also illegal, but not a website.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I'm not saying to do this. I am not saying to buy a ticket for another movie at the same exact time and then sneak into that movie so they're not making any money. And then also, I'm not saying to pull out your camera and record it so you can screen record all of the problematic scenes and post them up on TikTok so there can be discussions and discourse around how problematic the scenes are. I am not saying that you should do that. Absolutely not. And I'm not saying that that's what I'm going to do. Absolutely not.
Right. I'm not saying I'm going to go on to iptorrents.com and download a cam recording of it. Torrenting is illegal. You should not do it. But if Horrible. You do need to do it, Qubit Torrent is a great client. Just kidding. Do not download Qubit Torrent. Do not set up a VPN and do not download torrents illegally.
No. Though, I did hear this great argument. You know, now if you buy a movie off of Amazon, you technically don't own it.
What?
So if you buy a movie off Amazon and they remove it from their library, you don't get a refund because you technically never owned it.
You buy the license to watch it as long as it's on Amazon servers. Is that the bullshit they're doing?
Yeah. So now they're saying, and physical copies are going away. Like, physical copies are becoming less and less. So here's the argument. If buying something does not equal ownership, then pirating something does not equal stealing. The math checks out.
It does, but that's a different dimension. But okay, it's orthogonal to the negative and positive here. But all right, it's like...
I don't know. That's the logic I see.
That's funny.
If technically you never own it, then technically you're never stealing it.
If there's no way to own it, how can you steal it? Right, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think that's really fun. But they are saying that Captain America, A Brave New World has got terrible reviews to the point where they're removing one of the villains completely from the movie. They said there was no chemistry between Anthony Mackie and his love interest. And they were very unimpressed by the action sequence. All of this stuff for the movie. So, like, on one point, I'm, like, really sad for Anthony Mackie because I want his Captain America to do well. But also, I do want this movie to fail because they're very problematic and, you know, pro-Zionist in the movie. So, like, but here's why the biggest flop of the movie is. It says the movie's message did not connect with the audience. And you would think, like, oh, maybe the message is very divisive. Like, it's like, oh, it's super pro-Israel or super pro-Palestine or super pro one way or the other, right? Or just, you know, super pro-ACAB or super pro, you know, police. It's actually not. It's actually uninspired is what people are saying. Like, it's probably so centered and so, like, middle of the road that no one gives a shit about the actual political message of the movie.
You know, every time they try to do a movie like this, it's always gonna fail, and yeah, we are seeing it happen in real time. I wish I can get like an early viewing of it just to like trash on it. Like, this is gonna be fun almost.
Yeah,
like, I've never been excited for a movie to fail. Like,
yeah,
I know a lot of people are like, oh yeah, the Marvel should have failed, it's like too woke, blah blah blah, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, I should never be this way. But for the first time, I'm going to be that way. And I want to see this movie fail and burn.
I was like, like, it's like we're like down with Marvel. And then we turn around and it's like the racist right next to us. And we're like, oh, no, not like this. Not like this. We can't be on the same side.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. We can't be on the same side of them. Get out of here. Yo, we got Brown Boy Wonder. Yo, salam. Brown Boy Wonder, we are going to do a WrestleMania episode on the Monday of WrestleMania. So
when is WrestleMania? Tuned. I got to pretend I know wrestling.
April something.
April 6th and 7th.
Yeah.
I'll be in Dallas. 7th. Okay, never mind.
Okay. We got some comments. Marvel should only do Avengers movies. All other character stories should be through Disney Plus.
That's a hot take.
That is a hot take. Oh, wow. Only Avengers movies. Okay. Hmm. Okay. Though I do feel like Deadpool is pretty much like the X-Men version of a Avengers movie, because there's going to be tons of variants in that movie, apparently. Deadpool variants, Wolverine variants. So, I don't know.
I'm hyped.
I am hyped.
All right, Ruzzy.
Ruzzy's here, said they can't wait to talk to about X-Men. Yo, this week we're either Wednesday or Tuesday. Wednesday or Thursday. Yeah. After the third episode drops, we'll do an episode and we'll cover the first three episodes. I think we'll cover them in threes. We'll do 3, 3, 3. We don't need to cover them every single day, so we'll do that. So that'll be good. He says he's ready. Yes.
All right. Also invite my sister's husband. So. He's really into X-Men. Yeah, so that'll be great. All
right, cool, man. I definitely want to invite some people. I think, who else? JJ wanted to invite him. We're going to get a bunch of people on here. So I don't think we'll be short of people. We got some more comments. Do you have to watch the finale of the OG X-Men to watch the new one? Yeah. You don't have to watch the whole thing, but you can just watch the finale because you need to know what happened to Xavier.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You need to know why Xavier's not there. That's the only part of the OG that you really need to know. But honestly, you could just watch the first two seasons because they're pretty good. And then it starts to like drop. Like after the Phoenix Saga, it's trash, in my opinion. I'm sorry. I don't know if that's a hot take. But like, it's not that it was trash. It's that it doesn't hold up is a better word.
It doesn't hold up. That's fair.
Yeah. So, like, after the Phoenix, like, the first two seasons, I'm like, okay, we have Magneto as a villain. We got Sinister as a villain. We got Apocalypse as a villain. I'm like, yo, all of these are bangers, right? And then we had the Phoenix Saga, which is like, okay, we go into the Shi'ar Empire. And then, like, it just gets a little weird. They just have these, like, weird one-off episodes. And I just it wasn't cohesive. The animation kind of dropped. It doesn't hold up after the Phoenix Saga, in my opinion.
Fair. Yeah. Rosie's saying you have to watch the whole series in order to be a true fan.
Yeah, I've watched it. It was really nice watching it because it was very nostalgic. And I was like, oh, I remember sitting at home eating Fruity Pebbles, watching this on Saturday morning.
I'm going to have some of that. I'm going to have my Reese's Puffs right after this. Like, I'm going to relive my childhood.
I know.
But yeah, Rosie also says when I was with the animation in the fifth season to the Philippines, there was a major drop in quality. The fifth season doesn't count, except maybe the last episode here and there. That's fair.
Yeah, I would agree. But it's so good, the new one. The new X-Men one is so good, and we're going to talk about that. Speaking of something being so good, have you seen the trailer for Monkey Man?
Didn't we play it on here?
No, I don't think so.
I feel like we did.
We actually can't play it on here. By the way, when I was going back and editing stuff, every time you share a clip, that gets flagged too. So there was like this weird clip you played with a bunch of crabs. I don't remember what it was.
What? But, that got flagged?
Dude, I was like, I combed through that episode so many times. And I was like, what is wrong? Why does this keep getting flagged? And then it's the stupid song you pulled up for like 20 seconds. About a crab, and it flagged us. It took me forever to find
that. Crab Rave. It's such a good song.
Don't ever play that again in our podcast.
Oh my god! All the people in the comments were gonna be like, "Yo, y'all played Crab Rave on here."
We did play Crab Rave, whatever that was.
Right. If you don't know what Crab Rave is, just don't go onto YouTube and look for Crab Rave. Okay, I'm not playing it here, Neebs.
Don't play it here. I got flagged.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, but Monkey Man looks so good, and they just basically played it at South by Southwest, so a lot of people got to see it early. Our friend Straw Hat Goofy, our friend Shivani, they all got to see it. They got to interview Dev Patel, which is super cool. And I also got invited to an early screening of Monkey Man in New York. So I get to watch it like, I think a week before. I get to watch it this week. So it's really, really exciting. I think it looks so good. And people are like, oh, it's just an Indian version of John Wick. It's just an Indian version of John Wick. And first of all, John Wick wasn't even the original. Like, Taken with Liam Neeson is basically the original, and John Wick is copying off of that. So it's like you replace the dog with the daughter, and it's kind of the same movie, right? So, like, let's relax here. But this is actually not even based off of, you know, Taken or John Wick. It's actually from Hindu scripture. It's from, like, Hindu stories and mythologies and stuff like that. Hanuman. Which you might have seen mentioned in, I believe.
Oh, dude, Hanuman's in like all sorts of media. Like,
yeah, he's in all sorts of media. He was in Black Panther.
He's in One Piece. Like,
yeah,
that's who Monkey D. Luffy's based off of. Like,
what? I didn't know that.
Yeah, dude. Like, Luffy's a Hindu god. Zoro is a Japanese like demon spirit. Like, there are a lot of like world elements in One Piece. Like, you just have
that's
to like
crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I'm still catching. I slowed down my One Piece ramp up, but I just got to the part where I believe they find out that Whitebeard may have sabotaged the whole thing. I don't know. One of those it's one of those episodes. So I'm still pretty far
behind.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to spoil it. I'll tell you about it after the show.
Okay,
but like it's Whitebeard fighting the Navy, and I think like he gets stabbed.
Are you at the war?
Yeah, I'm at the war, bro.
Okay.
I mean, I just assumed there'd be more than one war, but yeah. But yeah, okay.
This is the summit war. Like, this is
The war. Okay.
It's the war. Yeah.
All right. Someone said Dev Patel is a man. I do, man. He's from Slumdog Millionaire to Zuko to Green Knight to Monkey Man. He's had a great. Also, he's in an episode of Modern Romance. Like, he can do like rom-com and stuff like that too. He's really, really good. Although that episode of Modern Romance is like a really sad version of a rom-com. But Dev Patel, that boy got range. And someone posted like, who would you love to see as James Bond? That was my pick. Dev Patel would
really
make
Dev Patel.
I would see him as James Bond.
All right,
I could see him doing it.
You know who I think it should be now?
Who?
A guy I met two nights ago, Kendrick Sampson.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, he's like, so I didn't know who he was 2 nights ago, right?
Yeah.
And I'm at this iftar at a county commissioner's house, who's like the most powerful Democratic person in Texas.
Okay.
Keith Ellison flew into Houston for a convention.
I know who that is.
The Attorney General of Minnesota. Right. He's the Attorney General of Minnesota, amazing Muslim leader. And then we had another congressional rep there, Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, just crashed the party. And then Kendrick Sampson, he's from the Houston area, but like he's also like an abolitionist, and he's like a movie star, a TV star in LA. He does a lot of activism. He crashed the party. And so there are like 20 of us at this guy at this commissioner's house. It's like the most interesting mix of people. But we had Hollywood, we had congressional reps, we had the Attorney General of Minnesota.
Salam nerds,
right? Oh, and here's the most surreal part of it. I got to lead namaz for Maghrib. Ooh. And so it was Keith Ellison to my right, Judge Rabia Collier behind me, and my friend Sarah Sayed, who's an activist, to her left. And so, like, it was the most surreal thing doing that in our commissioner's home. Like,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah. But anyways, Kendrick Sampson. I actually only recognize him from the Vampire Diaries, of all things.
Oh, Vampire Diaries.
I know. Some people hate the fact that I have watched all of it, and other people are like, Jazz, you totally would have watched the Vampire Diaries all the way through. And so, this is Jesse.
I've watched Pretty Little Liars, so I can't be talking.
Okay, yeah, you got me there, man.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so this guy, Kendrick Sampson, feel free to Google him. I think he'd make a great James Bond.
All right, cool. Right now, I think, what's the name? Something Tyler Jackson, the guy who played Craven and Aaron Tyler, something like that. He's the guy who played Quicksilver in the Marvel Universe. He also played Kick-Ass. I think he is up for the role of James Bond. And people, obviously the racist people, are mad again. Aaron Taylor Johnson. They're mad again because he's Jewish, and they're like, a Jewish person shouldn't be playing James Bond, which is anti-Semitic.
What?
Yeah, which is a dumb argument, but whatever.
He's an actor, bro. Like,
yeah, I don't know. I'm not really. What was I talking about before that? Yeah, Monkey Man. Yo, so it looked really, really good. He got a standing ovation at South by Southwest, yes. And he said he turned down so many roles. Like, he I turned down opportunities of a lifetime to do this. He broke his hand. Like, he put in work, man. So I'm really, really happy that it's getting its flowers. The only issue I had with it was the trailer, which is probably not his fault, but
yeah,
the trailer,
Beer of the Boys, yeah, we did that on the podcast, man. I'm
we did that
sure
on the podcast. We did talk about that on the podcast. I was like, why that song? Come on, Dip Patel.
I know.
They were like, we need to ease people into the idea that this is an Indian story, and how do we do that? With Jay-Z and Punjabi MC.
Of course, right.
Of course.
Rama was like, I don't care why IGN gave Funky Man a 5 out of 10. It's IGN. Who the hell cares what they think?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, I didn't even know that.
When was the last time IGN did anything relevant? Like, the last time I remember going to IGN's website, when they used to have like PlayStation 1 cheat codes on the website.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You go to codes.ign.com. That was the last time I've been to IGN. So who cares what IGN thinks?
That was the only time I've been there too. Yeah, exactly. Do they even have cheat codes anymore in video
Hold
games?
Hold on, let me check. I had that website memorized. So codes.ign.com.
I don't even know if video games have codes anymore.
Okay, they have guides.
Okay, they have walkthroughs, yeah, but there's no like codes, like where you can like get unlimited ammo or something in a video game. I miss those days.
Yeah, that doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, damn. All right. Brown Boy Wonder says, I'll allow the Punjabi MC this time, the song went hard. They did adapt it to the trailer, which is fair. I will give you that. So Monkey Man, it looks really, really good. I'm really excited for it, and I will be going to see it this Thursday, hopefully. So hopefully we'll be able to check it out. But in some sad news, not sad news, but I watched this documentary, Cole, Quiet on the Set. Have you heard of it?
Oh my God, dude.
That's so
Your TikTok is probably being infected by all the things I've been watching.
Yeah.
And so that's probably why it came up on your feed.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was tragic.
That's so bad. Like, I watched it and I was like, cool, man. Let me see. It might be some content here. And I was watching it. I was like, I don't want to post about this. I was like, this is disgusting. No. This is so bad. I don't want to, I don't want to do a podcast on it. I don't want to like talk about it like in any way other than just like a warning, which is what I want to do now. And just say like, this is terrible. If you ever think about putting your kid in like Hollywood and making them be a child actor, you should probably watch this. Because it's so sad and it's so tragic. And I always thought, like, you know, like these kids and stuff like that, it's the parents. Like, where were their parents? What were their parents doing, right? Like some of the parents did everything right. They did everything right. They clocked the guy. They knew he was weird. They didn't want him spending time with them. They did everything by the book. Like, everything you could imagine a parent doing to try to protect their kids. They did it. And the guy somehow manipulated everybody against the dad and pushed the dad out of his son's life and then did all these horrible, unspeakable things to Drake Bell. And I was just like, he did everything right. The dad did everything right. That broke my heart, bro. Like, when you saw his dad get his interview, he was like, I just knew it. I knew something was wrong with that guy. Man, it's such, like, you could be the perfect parent, you still can't protect your kids in that industry. And there's so many people in that industry that, you know, Amanda Bynes, they talked about, and they talked about, like, there's probably so many other people that, like, we're not hearing about because they don't want to talk about.
Yeah. Crap. What was her name? She was from Zoe 101, the nerdy girl. I forget her name, but they sexualized her. I mean, the entire cast of Victorious.
Yeah, like Ariana Grande, like the scenes with her are insane. Like, how did that get past like censorship?
Yeah. Dear God, yeah. Yeah, and Victoria Justice, like, her career tanked after because she didn't do some of the things. Liz Gillies and Ariana Grande obviously made it, kind of. Liz less so, but she married one of the guys. And he first met her like when she was 30. She was 15, he was 36.
Yeah,
and now they're married. Like, it's yeah, like there's more there, and
it's so,
like, I just feel so terrible for all of them.
It's so creepy, it's so bad. I don't know, I don't want to talk about it or discuss it, but like, I definitely think like people should know about it, and I do think people should watch it because it really opens your eyes. And like, I was like, I almost had like a religious experience because like, I always thought like as a kid, it'd be the coolest thing ever to be on Nickelodeon. I was like, that'd be so cool. And then I'm like, it never happened because my parents are strict. And I was like, yo, God be watching out for you, man. Right. Like, no, I mean, like, Islam isn't one true religion, guys. The way it looks out for you. Like, my parents would never let me do it because it's haram. And I'm just like, thank God. I'm like, holy shit.
No, like, I remember reading Jeanette McCurdy's book last year. She was Sam from iCarly, and so like, you should read that book too, man. Like, it's heavy, but
I believe it's called I'm Glad My Mom's Dead.
I don't remember what it was. Yeah, I mean, I think that's what it's called, right, actually. She was definitely glad about that, so yeah. But and then shout out to Jerry Traynor, who was like the big brother on iCarly, and he was Crazy Steve on Drake and Josh, always looking out for everybody, and you know, good on him. Like,
okay,
he
so,
did what he could.
All right, so here's the thing about him. Mm-hmm. And I'm not hating on him, for sure. But, like, everything I've seen him do is, like, the bare minimum. Like, I haven't seen him do anything.
It is a bare minimum.
It is a bare Absolutely. Minimum, which is great, I guess. But it really does seem like he did the bare minimum, which in that, you know, environment is probably really, really great. But what does that say about the environment? That's just so
right,
bad.
Exactly. The environment was so bad that what we're saying is the bare minimum was incredibly heroic for him to do.
That's insane.
Yeah. Like, shout out to him, though. Like,
yeah. You know, he's the Bachelor podcaster. He talks about The Bachelor.
Really? We got to get him on. We got to do some collab there. That'd be fun.
Yeah, he's on Will You Accept This Rose? So he has like his own podcast about the, I think somebody else's podcast, but he's on it quite often. And he loves talking about the Bachelor, which is really, really funny. In Victorious, Avan Jogaya was in there, and he's Stacey.
Yeah, he was the main lead.
And he's, I was like,
he's half Indian, or if
he's half Indian, Indian, I think. Okay, I think he's, yeah, half, he's half Gujarati or something like that, I think.
Yeah.
And I was always wondering, because he was like the main heartthrob in that show. And mm-hmm. I was just like, man, even us, even our people couldn't get away. I was like, man, it's crazy. And also the racism that some of the black people, yes, had to go through. It was so bad.
Yeah.
It was so
what
bad.
Was his name? Who was a black guy from Victorious? I forget his name.
I don't know, but there was two black kids from All That, and they were on the show, and they talked about how racist some of their sketches were. Like, yeah, it was pretty bad, and I'm just like, damn.
Yeah, so that guy's name is Leon Thomas III.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, aside from just watching him on TV, like, I used to listen to his SoundCloud.
Yeah.
This guy can make music, man. He's phenomenal. Yeah.
Very cool.
Back when SoundCloud was a thing.
Yeah.
But he did a cover of a Drake cover with Ariana Grande, which is phenomenal. So, yeah.
Brown
I'm
Boy
not gonna
Wonder,
play it, obviously.
Brown Boy Wonder, like, as kids, we thought it was funny, but now we see it in a different way. Yo, some of those, they were definitely hypersexualizing Ariana Grande. For real, that was bad.
All
that
of was... them on Victorious, it was terrible. Yeah.
It was really,
like,
really
looking
bad.
Looking back, I'm just like, what?
Yeah, someone mentioned those peck letters work. So I want to talk about this. So basically, one of the guy who did all these horrible things, when
Brian Peck.
Drake, Brian Peck, yeah, when Drake Bell was in the courtroom. His side of the court was empty. It was just him, his mom, and his, like, brother or sister or somebody. But Brian's room was packed. It was packed with people supporting him. Like, insane. And, like, some big stars wrote letters on his behalf. Like, James Marsden, Cyclops. Cyclops wrote letters on his behalf. And, like, yeah, now I feel bad. We're, like, hyping up Cyclops half the episode. But, like, Cyclops is a bastard. Oh, man. But, yeah. And then also, like, some of, like, people I really like Will Friedle and Ryder Strong from Boy Meets World. Like, even them, it's so bad. I don't know. That's crazy how much, like, clout this guy had to have all these people on his side when he did these horrible things. And the letters are disgusting. They're, like, victim blaming. Like, this child must have tempted him. Like, what?
He's a child.
Yeah.
He's a fucking child, like, no.
And the first person to notice was, like, his girlfriend's mom. And it took her, like, 6 seconds to figure out what was going on. His family, no one could figure it out. Like, all these people he was hiding it from, no one could figure it out. His girlfriend's mom, like, knew it in, like, 5 seconds. She was like, no 40-year-old grown man should be calling you like this.
Yeah.
And she took him to therapy. That's insane.
No, shout out to the moms that, like, notice these things quickly and get people the help they need.
That's wild, man. Listen, I, what is that noise? I keep hearing that. Is that on you or is that me?
What noise?
Okay, never mind. I don't know. Some weird noise. Yeah. So basically, go watch it. But, like, I warn you, like,
no,
trigger warning.
Heavy.
Trigger warning.
It's heavy. Like, if you cannot handle the darkest parts of Hollywood, like, do not watch it. But if you want to see what it really is, I think everybody should watch it. And if you're ever thinking of putting your kids into Hollywood, definitely watch it as well.
Yeah. Oh, I just realized what the noise is. I think I have sound on when people leave a message on YouTube. I'm like, what is that noise? It's driving me crazy. All right. That's everything I want to talk about. So we like to end the episode on a high note. With some fun stuff. Should we do the Oh My God facts?
Oh my God. Yes.
We did them last time. And they were so much fun. They were so much fun. We'll do like 10 minutes of them or so. We'll see. But let's do them. All right. Fact number one. Are you guys ready? Someone says, I love Kenan and Kel. I'm glad Dan didn't ruin that. That we know of.
That we know of. I don't trust anybody right now.
I don't think Kel is okay. I don't know. We'll see, though.
Trust nobody.
Trust nobody, right? Yeah. All right. Hot dogs were the first Hot dogs were first put into buns because they were burning customers' fingers when served hot.
That makes sense, actually.
People didn't know to put them in buns. They were just like, here, here's a hot dog. Just grab it and eat it like a little piece of...
Like a kebab. Sauce.
Like a kebab, yeah.
I get it.
Okay, I guess. Yeah, I guess I can see people eating it that way until people realize. All right.
I mean, dude, honestly, sometimes I'll just grill a hot dog and like just grab it, start eating it. I get it, dude.
Are hot dogs an American dish? Are like, did Americans invent hot dogs?
No, it's German. Obviously. It's German. They're called Frankfurters.
You're right. You're right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The color red does not make bulls go crazy. Bulls are colorblind. I actually did know this because I ran with the bulls.
Yeah.
So it's the movement of the cape. It's the movement that makes them go crazy. It is not the actual color red. The color red is just tradition.
Yeah. Have you seen the video of like these kids like standing in like a grid and they released a bull? And if you don't provoke the bull would never hurt you.
That makes sense. Because like when we're doing the running of the bulls, we're running. So the bulls are like, I have a GoPro. It's on my personal page. I might post it on my public page. But when I did the running of the bulls, I'm running and the bull hits the guy in front of me. The guy goes down and I jump over him. It's a wild video. It's insane.
I need to see that.
Yeah. It's insane. The running of the bulls was one of the craziest things I've ever done. And then once you get to the end, what they do is you're in the Colosseum and they let the bull out and the bull just chases random people throughout the entire Colosseum. And it's scary as hell. It's so much fun.
That just sounds so unhinged now that I think about it. It's like
well, one of my friends got thrown like 20 feet in the air. Like it was insane. He's just like the bull just threw him. It was wild. All right, next fact. Samsung uses butt-shaped robots to make sure its phones won't break when they're sat upon.
Yes, I've seen the videos of them testing this stuff. It's actually really funny.
Is a robot cheeked up on a Wednesday afternoon?
Hey, man. Samsung, they're innovative. They know what they're doing, all right?
What about like the Brazilian butt lifts? The robots get those too. They have to.
They have to have multiple sizes.
They have to have multiple sizes, right?
Yeah, like, they gotta test everything.
They gotta go from the flat '80s white woman butt from the aerobics class all the way up to like Brazilian butt lifts.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Duh. If you're gonna sell phones, man, you gotta cater to everybody. So
yeah, of course. That's so funny. There's just robots that just sit on your phones.
How else do you test it? Like.
Yeah, I guess, right? Unless you get, like, real people to do it, which would be kind of messed up. Like, hey, you have the right type of butt for this exact job. Can we borrow you for a minute? You know what your butt would be perfect for, sir?
Testing phones and if they'll break under pressure.
Oh, man, that's so funny. All right. Hawaii moves 4 inches towards Japan every year. That's crazy.
Oh, it's probably like a trench or like where the land between them is going back into the earth. So that makes sense. Yeah.
So like in like 100,000 years, will Japan be able to claim Hawaii?
No, we're going to colonize everything. We're American. Yeah.
All right, that's fine. As usual.
Yo, shout out to Hawaii. Do you know why?
Yes, the ceasefire thing.
This week, they were the first state in the country to pass a ceasefire resolution at their state house. So
that is dope.
Shout out to Hawaii.
That is dope. Brown Boy Wonder says, let's go back to Pangea. Like everyone's going back.
We're going that way. We are going to end up that way eventually.
Yeah. It makes sense. You all split apart, but the world's the globe, so it has nowhere to go but back together.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's so funny. Reverse Pangea. I apologize for this one, but it says... it says women apologize on average 5.2 times a day while men apologize only 3.6 times a day, and for that I am sorry.
I'm sorry as well.
We got to get that number up, but
we got to pump those numbers up, yo.
We're number one. We got to get first place. But it's obviously because we're wrong less often. No, I'm just Sorry, I'm kidding.
You better say I'm sorry four times right there, bro.
I am so sorry. That just slipped out. I did not mean
canceled
that.
Canceled so quick.
Listen, sometimes I can't resist a good bit, but like I gotta make sure. Oh man. All right. Did you know koi fish have been known to live up to 226 years?
Yes, if you take care of them, they can become massive. Like
really? They're like that.
They can
fish,
grow.
They're like that fish from Avatar, which is like has the soul of the moon in it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what they are.
That's crazy. Wait, can they get really, really big?
Yeah, dude, they can grow massive. Like you can look up like massive koi fish online.
Okay, damn, that's crazy, man. Koi fish. All right. The temperature of a typical lightning bolt can reach up to 50,000 degrees Fahrenheit, 5 times greater than the surface of the sun. What? That's insane. Mm-hmm. But like people get like struck by lightning and live. How is that possible?
Because it happens so quickly. Like it's not sustained heat flowing. It's a small amount of heat relatively compared to the amount that you have in your body to like heat up.
That's crazy. I don't know. I mean, it says it can reach up to, so maybe like some are a lot less than 50,000.
Sure, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. But that's crazy. I don't know. You know, one guy got struck by lightning twice, and that day he went to go get a lottery ticket and won the lottery.
And he won.
Yeah. That's insane. That's crazy. All right. These facts are fun. It's possible to walk to any point in the Pentagon in 7 minutes.
Oh,
you can get from any point to any point in 7 minutes in the Pentagon. That's probably why it's shaped like a Pentagon.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, shaped like a Pentagon for the five branches of the military, but you know, like.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe with like a geometrical.
No, a circle would be more ideal technically. Like.
Yeah, I guess. Okay. That's crazy.
Or a hexagon, honestly. A hexagon would be the most ideal.
All right. Go a little Pentagon. A Jeep was once called a GP or GP, meaning general purpose vehicle. That's where they get the word Jeep from.
That's okay, yeah.
It was GP and then GP and then Jeep.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. Oh, and now it's owned by General Motors, which is still in the brand. It's still like
so Jeep, like
Jeep.
Is that what we're gonna call them now?
Jeep, Jeep, the Jeep Jeep. Oh man, that's
Jeep
funny.
Is not owned by GM. It is owned by Dodge.
Wait, it is? No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
No, that can't be true. That can't be true. Because my brother owns a Jeep, and I'm pretty sure I thought GM symbol. Who
actually
owns Jeep?
It's probably gonna be Stellaris then. I believe that's what Dodge renamed to. Or Chrysler, I mean. Chrysler is the one.
Who's the current old owner of... I don't know. This is very confusing. I guess maybe you're right. It says Fiat Chrysler Automobiles.
Yeah.
Which also owns Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, Fiat, and Jeep.
Yeah.
Oh.
And now they're owned by the company Stellantis, which is what they rebranded their parent company to.
Oh, which used to be called GM. So I guess GM is also rebranded its name. Oh, interesting.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
Weird. I'm not a big car guy, but my brother is. He just bought his dream car, a Nissan GTR, and he loves it. Yeah.
That's a fun car.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's like a plane, bro. That the way that thing lifts off. It's insane. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The first product to have a barcode was Wrigley's gum.
Yeah, I knew that one.
It was the Juicy Fruit or Double Mint or what's the other one?
Big Red.
Big Red. Yeah, Big Red. Yo, the Big Red's commercials were wild, yo. Their people were always kissing in those. And like it worked because I was like, damn, if I want people to kiss me, I need to get Big Red. And I would always get it, but I never got kissed. Shit worked.
Marketing 101, man.
I know that shit worked. All right. 20% more antacids are sold the day after the Super Bowl than any other day.
Well, yeah.
Is it because of the wings or is it because of the food or is it because of the game?
Both.
The food, right? The game. Yeah, probably all. Probably all. These are fun. I love doing this every week. Recycling all of your paper, newsprint, cardboard, glass, and metal can reduce carbon dioxide emissions by up to 850 pounds per household per year.
I mean, doesn't matter with Taylor Swift flying around everywhere.
That is true. That is true. Have you seen the meme where, like, oh, Taylor Swift getting a snack in the middle of the night and they show like a plane it's crashing a plane into the living room?
Taylor Swift using the restroom as a plane crashing into a restroom. Yeah.
That's so funny. She tried to sue the guy who tracks her plane.
It's public record. She can't do shit.
Yeah. So did Elon Musk, actually.
And he can't do shit either.
Yeah. Every record, no, sorry, wrong. Every second, roughly four babies are born and two people die.
Yes.
So it's a net positive.
Yes.
So it's, yeah, it's technically a net positive. So
which is a problem.
Yeah. So we need more gay people. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you mentioned that.
Yeah.
There is a theory that when humans reach a certain population, you'll see more gay people just as a form of natural population control.
I mean, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, but, I don't know. I don't know. I said that in jest, but like, it kind of seems logical, but like, I don't want to get into it because I feel like I'm too dumb to have a conversation like that.
Yeah, I'm probably too dumb for that one too. So.
I'm too dumb for that one. So please forgive me for that one. See, now the average of I'm sorry's are going up.
Right. Yeah. Like at this point, we're probably going to like outdo the average for like a week all in one day.
Our episodes are probably going to account for half the apologies.
Yeah, we'll front load them each week onto a Sunday.
All right. Minnesota have 90,000 miles of shoreline, more than California, Florida, and Hawaii combined. Yeah. What? What shore? What river?
It's not shore like a ocean or river. It's lakes. Minnesota is the land of 10,000 lakes.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
Wait, is that where the butter comes from? Land O'Lakes? Is that from like...
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. I had no idea.
All right, man. We got to stop. I got to head out. So.
All right. That was the last one. All right. Cool. All right, guys. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. And hopefully you like the facts. You like the current events. You like everything we're doing. Feel free to join us live on YouTube when we do these. Every Sunday at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. And until next time, guys, don't forget to like, share, comment, subscribe, leave a good review. And until next time, Salam, nerds.
Peace.